Hello, beauties. At some point in our life, we've all been insecure about something. Whether it be our physical appearances, such as being bald, having a larger body, wearing glasses, if we have acne, or even less apparent aspects, such as our finances, education, employment, or relationship status. We know it's certainly not fun to be constantly cautious about something. You see, insecurities are linked to social expectations, whether they be standards imposed by the people we deal with, family, friends, and society in general. They happen when we receive a negative consequence for being different from others or believing we don't measure up to where we should be. When we feel inferior, we call these things insecurities. But many of us try to mask our uncertainties by hiding the things we are self-conscious about. We work hard to hide our insecurities from others to escape the judgment we expect to receive if our fears are exposed. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to say that hiding our insecurities create temporary solutions. We are rarely able to hide something about which we're insecure for 100% of the time. With that being said, what is a permanent solution and how can I stop feeling insecure about myself? Well, the answer to our question is self-acceptance. Accepting yourself is a long-term solution to overcome insecurities. We can let go of our insecurity, but we accept ourselves for who we are. I mean, who cares what people think after all? With that said, here are four practical and logical ways to let go of your insecurities. One, recognize and acknowledge your insecurities. Bring to mind one of your insecurities, write it down on a piece of paper. The only stipulation is that you only choose one insecurity at a time and tackle it one by one. This is crucial because you want to conquer a fear. You won't conquer a fear and insecurity unless you identify and define it. And consider these two questions. Where did this insecurity originate and how did it develop? Two, change your mindset from self-judgment to self-love. This is pretty much self-explanatory. Love yourself and know that you were created to be unique. Three, change your subconscious mind programming. This one's deep, but address the fundamental cause of your beliefs. Get rid of your insecurities by replacing them with a new and empowered belief. For example, when you're used to criticizing yourself, don't say, you're stupid. Instead, say self-affirming phrases such as, I am learning and I am intelligent. Positive self-talk, ladies and gentlemen. And with enough repetition, your mind will accustom itself to these new beliefs. Four, don't compare yourself to others. When you compare yourself to others, you lose sight of your strengths and your flaws appear excessively enormous. Rather than comparing yourself to others, keep in mind that we are all here to share our special ability with the world. The only person to whom you should compare yourself is yourself from 5 years ago, 1 year ago, last week, or yesterday. It doesn't matter what you're doing as long as you are improving and growing. I hope you learned something valuable. Please, starting today, do not be afraid to release your insecurity and allow the true transformation into your life. And don't forget to put those four steps into practice. Thank you so much for watching.